This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello and welcome to Go, My Favorite Sports Team. We are not being held hostage. We do not have anyone that is making us read a list of demands. We do not have anyone slightly off camera if you're watching on Spotify. We are fine.
I'm in the studio.
Studio too. Wait, we'll bleep that out. We are here once again to learn more about the world of sport and bridge the gap between sports knowers and sports not knowers and or haters. If you're out there and you're watching this or listening, whatever you're doing, you either like sports or you don't like sports. And I imagine there might be less people that don't like sports watching this because either you're slowly being converted or, statistically speaking, if you're not interested in sports, this might not go up in your recommendations, which is why you sport knowers need to give it over to the not sport knowers people, because then they do. This is not the list of demands. I do not have a gun pointed at me right now. I want to be very clear about that.
Yeah, yeah. And there's nobody behind the curtain that feeds us lines that we have to say specifically about the merch that you can totally go buy at store.gmfst.com. There's a finger that you can also potentially use for pointing at things.
Right, pointing at things.
Not eating. We do not recommend eating. It is not made of edible material that is made for human consumption. That is not true. That is true. It's not edible. I'm confusing myself. Also, we have pins, and they're not used for stabbing. They're used for accessorizing.
I'm not listening to you anymore. We are here to talk about sports. I don't know sports, but Tyler does. Why?
Why do I know sports? Because I have a master's degree.
Oh, okay.
I have a master's degree in sport administration. I almost got a second master's degree in exercise physiology. I studied the ins and outs of sport. I became a master of balls and holes, the king, perhaps, of balls and holes, you might say.
All right, cool. I don't know if that's an official title, but what are we learning about today?
Today, we are talking about what everybody knows and has experienced in their own life in some capacity, home team advantage or home field advantage.
All right, well, everyone knows it. Thank you so much for attending this episode.
No, wait! Go home. They've experienced it. That doesn't mean they know it, Mark.
Well, okay, all right. What do they know? What do they not know?
I mean, they probably know that fans affect the game. You know, you can energize your team. You can cause the other team to have penalties or false starts.
We had an episode about that one. If you didn't listen to it, you should go back and listen to it, apparently, because I have a funny feeling that some of that information is going to spill over here.
Yes, that's the fan interactions episode. It was maybe an episode or two or three or four ago. I don't remember how long ago it was.
I can look it up.
I don't know specifically when this one will air because we might have had guests come in and have appeared before this one.
It's probably up. Maybe it's not up. I have no idea.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money.
You know, all those subscription websites, they just hide those charges from you. They're hidden and repetitive and you forget about them.
Oh, I know exactly which websites you're talking about. The ones that you like to go to.
You do? I've literally spent so long digging through my finances.
Rocket Money can help cancel your subscriptions.
You're saying Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings?
Absolutely, yes.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses?
Yeah.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for me? Up to 20%?
Maybe. But for our listeners, definitely yes. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, Mark.
Yes.
In your life,
You
have wrestled.
Yes.
You have lived.
I've lived.
You have jumped down your own stairs.
Yep, I've done that.
What is the advantage of being at home?
For me?
Yes.
Not good. Apparently, if you're going by that metric of me jumping downstairs, I did that when I was at home, cracked my head open. At home.
Yeah, but you got to the hospital quicker than if you were at somebody else's house, probably.
Which was not my home, I want to point out. I got help when I was not home. So my home apparently haunted, full of demons, a hellscape, no advantage to be found.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You were so poor that you had to go next door out in the cold to watch TV, right?
Yeah, my home was actually out and about. I considered the woods my home, you know? That's really what I was all about.
You're at one with nature.
I like home. Yeah, I like home. Home's good.
It's good when you're sick, because then your mom can help you, right?
Well, I mean, most of the time when I've been more sick, you go to the hospital, which I have to remind you of. Like, I don't know if there's a great start to the home field advantage. Like,
I don't have many good illusions
to this. I'm not pulling up much here.
Move on. All right. Okay. How, act one, how teams increase their home field advantage.
Okay.
Because there's the obvious, the fans, right? And how do the fans affect the game, Mark? Tell me how your fans affect your advantage at certain events.
Is this a quiz? Is this what I'm supposed to remember from the last one?
I want you to give an opportunity to appease your fans.
I didn't actually think I would ever have been quizzed on any of this information. How have they, or how would I?
Both.
What is the question? Sorry, I wasn't listening to you. I didn't realize I actually had to listen to you in these.
How have your fans created a home field advantage for you in life? And how would you use them to create a home field advantage for you in sport?
God, I don't know. I just like if fans started suddenly showing up at my home, I feel like that would be a bad thing. I wouldn't have any advantages there.
No. This is your home field. This is not
my
your home
field.
It's L.A. like when you were at VidCon.
They're all standing in my backyard just staring ominously up at my windows. So advantage, they shout. Advantage, advantage. I just like...
Change faster.
I feel superior all of a sudden. God, it's like one of the weird things where I'm completely counterpointing every you said, but every time I go see a fan, it's not in my home. I go somewhere else. Look, I got nothing to give you, man.
Right,
give me
right.
The F. Just give me the F. Just fail me.
You have an F for being a fan of yourself.
I'm a fan of myself. You didn't talk about that.
You're playing a sport, Mark.
Okay, this is wild conjecture here.
This is wild conjecture.
Clear fantasy.
You're throwing in track and field.
Okay, all right, sure.
You're taking revenge on that coach that told you you couldn't go to the regionals or whatever.
Right.
And you want to show him up. How would fans help you do that? How would you seep the energy from your fans?
Oof. They
would you make them yell
me?
And tell you go Mark? Would that make you get pumped?
What do I do in that situation? Do I go up to me? Because I imagine what you're asking me is like, I go up to all my fans and being like, guys, I'm really feeling discouraged. Please cheer for me really loudly. Would that go over well?
Probably.
It's like Jeb Bush, you know, the thing is like, please clap. You know, that's the situation that you're telling me. I don't feel very inspired by this home field advantage. I don't feel...
I mean, in all fairness, the most of the time when you went viral was when everybody was like, oh my God, Mark's in the hospital.
Oh yeah, no, that is true. But I didn't ask for that. I didn't make he pooped trend on Twitter. That's what they did. I don't ask for those things, and I don't feel good about it afterwards. And need I remind you, I'm in the hospital. I'm not home. What do you want from me?
All right, fair. Mm-hmm. What about the location? What about the location would give you an advantage over an opponent in any sort of sport or scenario?
Give me, if my location, okay.
Yeah. So like if you, say you had to duel somebody, right?
I have to duel, do I have to duel somebody?
Yes, there's somebody in the room with a gun to your head saying you have to duel.
Oh, that's definitely unlikely. Very unlikely.
How would you get an advantage based on location?
Based on location. Okay, so
just location alone.
We're doing a duel. I'm going to make sure that there's a lot of fog, but only on my side.
Fog machines everywhere.
Pistols at dawn. The sun's going to be over my shoulder, glaring right in his eyes. Also, I'm going to make sure that there's a wind machine pushing very hard from me to him so that his bullet will curve backwards and be thrown back at him, and my bullet will go double fast towards him.
All right, now think about it in sports and how teams do something similar.
Did I hit on the exact thing?
You hit really close with the sunlight
thing. I hit on
thing.
The thing. I would have the sun on my eye, on their eye, I would have the sun in their eyes, the wind on my side. I would have, fog machines. Lots of fog.
So the Miami Dolphins,
uh-huh.
Their home sideline is in the shade when the sun is out. Their opposing team has the sun in their eyes and are in the sun. Therefore, they're in the heat of the day on the hottest moments.
Right.
So they take advantage of the cool area for their team to stay cool and rested while the other team is sweating and having basically more sweat come out, so it creates greater exhaustion. So they're blinding their team in a way, but only based off more of heat.
Well, they just got to get portable air conditioners, but, you know. Look, I'm smart enough that if I go to another person's team, I would be able to solve these problems, but sports people are very dumb, as we know. Right?
They're
right.
No,
we
no,
are
I'm very
two
smart.
Agreements.
My brain is big.
Our collective opinion is what Go My Favorite Sports Team represents for the whole world. And we say sport people are dumb.
They're smart. Therefore, with both of our opinions combined, they're average. They're very average.
Yeah, I think we might be right about that. I think we might be right. Okay, right. So they use the weather to their advantage is what the end result of that is.
Yeah, and they can do that via altitude like Mile High Stadium, and you have to deal with the advantageous of being acclimated to elevation. And they'll also do it in ways like, you know, colder weather, heaters, the amount of heaters that are available. Some sports require a certain amount of amenities available to the opposing team, but they can use the elements to their advantage. If they know the weather's coming, they're more prepared.
Uh-huh.
Say you got to choose who you were going against. How would you use like potential travel that they'd have to be fatigued from? Time zones, jet lag, home field advantage.
Okay. Well, I mean, that just comes down to picking your opponents, right? People know they're going to be going to New York for certain things from LA, right? You can't really pick that, but it is. I do see what you're getting at.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are general advantages that they'll do intentionally and sometimes unintentionally, because if you're in Denver, the altitude is, you build your stadium in Denver. That wasn't an intentional decision. Mm-hmm. They were just based in Denver, and it ended up being an advantage.
Okay.
But the Dolphins definitely intentionally put their opposing team in the sun.
Yeah, that is a dick move. And very probably very much like all those Miamians are. They're just a bunch of dicks, right? That's what we believe. Of this podcast believe everyone in Miami is a giant dick.
They're the Dolphins. Is a dolphin a dick-shaped animal?
Depends on the dick, I suppose. But I'm going metaphorical.
Oh. I mean, Florida people are crazy. There's all the Florida man jokes.
Exactly.
Have you ever looked up on your birthday what Florida man headline was?
Is that a thing? Can you look up? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, if you look, just look Florida up your birthday man. And type Florida man.
Okay. Florida man, June 28. All right. Florida man birthday challenge. Okay. A person was said to have stopped on the hood of a car on the Florida highway. A man was infuriated when he saw the hood of a car traveling on South Florida Interstate 95 being caught. Junior Francis said it all started at his ex-girlfriend's house after a Mercedes wasn't... This article is not written right.
You're supposed to do just the headline, not the whole article.
Junior Francis said it all started at his ex-girlfriend's house after a Mercedes wasn't shared. According to Francis, the couple's relationship was complicated and they took the car and drove it off, grabbed the hood of the car. But anyway, someone was on the hood of a car on the middle of the highway on my birthday.
All right, you ready for mine?
Yeah.
Infamous Florida Easter Bunny arrested after hit and run. I also have Florida man arrested at Waffle House after over bacon.
Oh. Oh, God. All right.
Florida man known as the Monkey Whisperer arrested.
That's pretty good.
That's what we think of Florida is. We meme on Florida man.
All right. So we collectively have agreed that it is terrible in Miami.
All right. Mark, I have a project for you.
Okay.
There's multiple other ways that teams can take advantage purposefully to have a home field advantage.
Okay.
One of them is locker rooms. So I want you to do a nice Google search of what a home locker room looks like and what a visitor's locker room looks like.
As you do that,
I'm going to tell you how Iowa painted their visitor's locker room pink, because the Iowa Hawkeyes think pink is a calming color and it makes their opponents less likely to hit them hard and come onto the field really invigorated and adrenaline surged.
You were saying too many things at once. I got confused. What did you say?
Google a home locker room.
I did that. Okay, I've done that.
And then you Google visitor locker room.
Okay, well, what do I not look at what I'm doing?
You will. I want you to describe, I'm giving you both, and then I want you to describe the home locker rooms that you see. And then I want you to describe the visitor locker room.
Okay, we got a locker room. There's lockers. There's a room. What am I supposed to describe? There's a lot of lockers. Sometimes there's pillars to support a ceiling.
Mark, what are the amenities look like?
There's lockers. What do you want? I see some lounge chairs.
There's TVs.
There's TVs?
There are TVs. The fancy home locker rooms.
Nice. Ah. Yeah. Okay. I see. Because when I looked up home team locker room, it was just high school locker rooms, I think. So it's just like... You didn't give me any specifics.
Right, college,
now I'm looking at
college.
Like
I should've
the
said
Jaguars
college, right.
locker room. Okay, that is very nice. Oh, very elegant. That is wonderful. A $28 million locker room for LSU?
Yep.
What the hell? Why is that so? It's very
it's
nice.
It's probably got like hot and cooling tubs, the training room. It's got masseuses and massage tables.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Everything you could possibly hope for and need. Lounge rooms with video games and comfortable chairs, massage chairs. It's roomy.
Wow.
It's spacious. It's
okay,
giant.
I honestly didn't know what you were getting at when I first did this, but now that I'm seeing like the actual, what I should have done is NFL home team locker room. Okay, so everyone
you should have
home,
done NCAA home team locker rooms because NCAA. That's the really ones that will be disparaging. Because the NFL, the locker rooms for home and away are pretty similar per NFL rules.
Okay. I see. Okay, well, they're very nice. They have nice chairs. They look very comfortable. They're spacious. They got a lot of stuff going on here. Okay, so NCAA away team locker room. So it looks like a prison. man, that...
The fail room? There's a place called the fail room?
Yep.
In Alabama, the away locker room at Alabama is named the fail room. Oh, I see the pink one. You said pink there before.
Yeah, the Iowa Hawkeyes one, yep.
Wow, that is very pink. Visiting locker rooms in college football aren't nice for a reason. This one really look like some of these look incredibly depressing. Like they look like a standard office building decorum with white walls, gray floor, gray ceiling, gray lockers. It's quite drab. It's a little depressing.
Do you think if you have to spend, and usually you're in a locker room before a game for hours, like 2 to 3 hours at most, how much different comfort level is for the home team versus the away team?
I imagine it's extraordinary. And the reason being, we don't want them to get too comfortable, and therefore we will be better.
Yeah, you'll be more relaxed.
But why pink? Pink doesn't make any sense.
Apparently, it's supposed to be a calming color. It's a calming effect, so that when it comes to football, you want to come out with aggression.
Wait, then why give the home team all these comforts? Wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. Wait, if you think about it, this doesn't make any sense. If the objective of painting the away team is to calm them down and make them relaxed, why not give them the more comfortable thing? That way they will be not aggressive. Why not make the home team one where their chairs are spikes, you know, one like a triangle shape that you can't sit down comfortably? Why not have the massage chair just be needles jabbing into your arms and legs? If you want to release the animal, why have video games to relax with? That's not getting in the game of the mind. They've got it backwards.
The coaches turn them off, man. You got room. You can conglomerate. You can do whatever you need to focus up. You got the bright colors. You got the comforts. And then when you go out on the field after you've been in air conditioning, you can then get really hype. But if you're cramped and in an office type building, it's dreary and you hate life. And then you go out in the field and it's like, I hate everything. I'm very uncomfortable. My muscles hurt from being cramped up next to the offensive lineman who I had to share a toilet with.
See, I look at it this way, and I swear I'm not a masochist, but if you look at comparative, like, dynamics here, you come out of the home team locker room, and you just came out of your ice bath, your massage, your comfy chair, you did your...
You don't do those on game day.
whatever. You come out of that, and then you get onto the stadium. It is comparatively less comfortable, so you're less comfortable. But if you're the away team and you have your discomfort, then you get on the field, and you're like, oh, finally, it's so much better. You feel better after that, right? They've got it all backwards. They've got it all backwards.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I would have wanted more comfort in the home locker room and performed better when I was comfortable and loosey-goosey and ready to rock and roll than when I come out all cramped after being pushed into the toilet with the offensive lineman.
Yeah. Oh, man. So the fail room is named in honor of James N. Fail. At Mr. Fail's request...
Wait, this is an actual person?
This is what it says. I don't know if it's real. At Mr. Fail's request, his generous donation to the Crimson Tide Foundation made possible this naming right for the visitor's locker room at Bryant-Denny Stadium. So, wait, someone said that WSU's is the... WSU's locker room? I gotta show you this one.
Oh my god.
Hold on one second. Let me share my screen.
Yeah.
For everyone, you can only see this on glorious Spotify.
Yeah, video exclusive on Spotify. Oh my god, that's like...
a prison.
Those look like, you know those, when you went to Kings Island, those little like mini lockers you would pay for to put your valuables in? That's what it looks like. I wonder if they charged each of the opposing players a quarter so they can get their
machine. You can't get your stuff out without your keychain. You gotta wear it as you're playing, you know, wrap around your wrist.
You put it around your neck so then somebody just rips it off to get angry with you. Oh no, my valuables!
That is hilarious. That is terrible.
You can't even fit a helmet in one of those cubbies.
I don't think they have benches. Wait, where are the seats?
There are no seats!
There's two people in here and they're standing.
They're playing
tiny mirrors on the end. Wow.
They're playing the endurance route. You have to stand forever. Your legs will be fatigued before you even play us.
That is sad.
You know, that was actually utilized in war.
What was in war?
Making your opponent wait.
Oh, God. I thought you were thinking that, like, for war, people went into a stadium and there were locker rooms in war. I'm like, Tyler, no, that's not war.
No,
that wasn't war.
No, but like during the winter time, starving out was obviously a tactic, but in war, like people would have their armies march to the field after somebody else had gotten there, and they had to stand there in the cold waiting for the opposing front to arrive. Like, yeah. In the old school war, and that was an advantage because all of a sudden everything was cold. It actually affected the guns and everything else.
You know, that's the best home field advantage, is like, it's hard to be invaded. I know that from Risk. In Risk, you have a disadvantage if you're the attacker.
It's true.
Also, this picture looks incredibly depressing. They just have tiny stools. The guy can't even lean back. There's no doors on the locker. They can't rest. They're
right next to what looks like a hazmat thing.
Yeah.
I assume it's just their laundry basket, but when it's yellow, I'm like, I wonder what things you're putting in there.
And so, but this looks like our home high school locker room. Like,
yes.
So coming from anything, like, this is like, this is what a locker room looks like, right? So maybe it's just some places are like that, but I'm sure that at the college level, it might be a little different.
It's also a lot fancier nowadays. Our old high school built like a whole new facility, and the locker room is so much nicer than it was when we were there. I think our school was just cheap.
Probably. Yeah, you're probably right.
So aside from the locker room, we talked about the sidelines for the Dolphins, how they use that. What other
Hold
ways
on,
do you...
Pause. Is
pause.
Pink a relaxing color? That doesn't make any sense to me. That doesn't make any sense. Why would pink be a relaxing color? Isn't that the color of love? And therefore, wouldn't it just make everyone amorous?
Maybe. Maybe that's part of the reason. Maybe they come out and instead of wanting to hit them, they want to hug them.
Oh, wait. Okay, so I actually see it. One shade of pink known as drunk tank pink is sometimes used in prisons to calm inmates. And so I bet
that's the color they're using, yeah.
There's probably research that shows that, but I still don't think that, like, what's the most relaxing color? Okay. New research. This is an article written in 2019. New research claims that dark blue is the world's most relaxing color. Well, that's very different from pink. Respondents were asked to name their favorite colors and the word which they associated most with them. Dark shades of blue were most often associated with a feeling of calm. Professor Anne Franklin from the University of Sussex's School of Psychology suggested in a blog post that color preference could be driven by how color is encoded by sensory mechanisms in the eye and brain. So apparently pink is completely wrong. It's blue, dark blue.
I guess they need to re-examine and re-study for prisons and paint them dark blue and then... Also, then sports teams will use that.
Maybe. Anyway, continue. What were you talking about? I wasn't paying attention.
All right. So obviously, the locker room has an advantage. Build your perfect visitor locker room to make the most discomfort imaginable.
Okay, got it. First up, when the curtain, the door, there's no door. It's a curtain of ice cold water that blasts over them. So they have to walk into the locker room sopping wet. And we marketed it as like, look, it's a high speed shower. You get to the field more efficiently. And then as soon as they're in, they're doused with cold water. And then we have hyper jets just blasting them with air. And we're like, it's the drying system, but it's actually, the heater on the dryer is broken. So it's like ice cold air that blasts them and saps their strength. Okay. There's not really a locker room. It's a locker pit. So they throw all their stuff into the pit in the middle. And then they can sit around the edge of the pit and there's like unlimited seating. It's so utilitarian. And so there's actually one big TV screen, but it's on the ceiling.
Oh my God.
So people have to look at it like this and they get a pain in their neck when they're just constantly looking up like that, right?
Oh my God. They walk out to the field like,
I know, right? Yeah, and then there's one toilet. It's actually in the middle of the pit.
No stall walls or anything. No. Everybody watches.
Well, you build your own wall out of your goodies, and if they fall in the toilet, that's you didn't build your privacy wall good enough.
All right. We're sacrificial pooper in the center. Go.
You know how there's like in some news shows, there's like windows to the background to the street and you could see that? Well, it's great fan experience because the locker room is completely open with windows to fans. Everyone can see it in a perfect sphere around it. So from every angle, they can witness what the opposing team is going to do.
Talk about demoralizing.
No.
Do you give your fans like dry erase markers to write on the window?
Nope, they'll just have to come up with their own implements of writing. And then what we can actually do is actually we on the TV is just a looping video of every injury that their team has ever experienced. Like any teammate that's ever experienced an injury is playing on the TV above.
That would be terrifying.
So they can learn from their mistakes.
That's terrifying. That's like, now I don't even want to play, which is very advantageous. That's smart.
Thank you. I'm available for hire for
I don't think many of those things would be past legal, but you know.
legal schmeagle. That's all what right. I always say.
So in most sports you play in a grass field, right?
Sure.
So there's this interesting story I want to tell you.
Except for
that
tennis.
I heard about.
Tennis can be played on clay, dirt, not concrete. So I remember some things, Tyler. You see, yes, I remember some things.
I was waiting for you to say blood.
Blood. Did I say that before? Did I say that?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Blood. Yes, blood.
No, but most sports, particularly that deal with locker rooms of this size, it's like football. There are ways that like groundskeepers would affect the game. Mm-hmm. So like if your team was a big, powerful team that basically ran the ball up the middle, say thinking before the forward pass was allowed in football, the groundskeeper would actually cut the grass shorter in the middle of the field and be taller on the outside of the field. If you're facing a team that runs with speed, whereas you're with power. Because if you play a team with speed, they're going to run to the outside and taller grass will slow them down, allowing your team to then force them to have to use the middle and have an advantage in order to be able to tackle the faster team.
I see. And is that not legal?
They can't not allow it. If you do it right, it can be. I don't know if it was ever ruled illegal. It might have been at one time, but it used to be something that was commonplace. In fact, in the most recent Super Bowl, the Eagles versus the Chiefs, the person who was the groundskeeper for the field was the Chiefs' longtime groundskeeper who was retiring after. And I think his name was like, nickname was like Dr. Turf or something like that.
So what I'm gathering from this is it's less home field advantage. It's more just cheat in whatever is the most subtle way you possibly can. Is that what I'm getting out of this?
It kind of seems like
cheating.
Utilizing things within the rules to get the most advantage possible.
Which is so cheating. It's like we've talked about this before many times of like bending the rules to be like maximizing your advantage. And I know it's like a natural human thing to min-max, but it's also like, there was a video on Reddit of this marathon runner that went the wrong way right at the end. He was in first place, and then he went past it. Then the guy in second place slowed down and let the guy in first win again. This has happened many times. There's been many videos like this.
Yeah, good sportsmanship.
The comments were filled with people being like, nah, he should have just taken it. He doesn't have that killer instinct. He's like, he had the window right there, and he let it slip right through his fingers. It's like, it's not his fault if the other guy was too stupid not to know where the finish line was. And it's all these people were like, that's not the point. Would you feel good winning that way if the only reason you won was because the other person made like a wrong turn right then? They were better than you the entire time, and yet at the very end they slipped up, and it's fine. Like, I get it. And people argue, look, yo, they made a mistake. It's like, I wouldn't feel good about that. I'd be like, that guy's kicking my ass this whole time. If I suddenly put on a burst of speed that was all my own, I'd rather win from my own skill than someone else's disadvantage. I'd rather beat someone at their best. And I think that's the difference, is like, I would rather beat someone at their best as opposed to beating someone because they fucked up.
I agree with you.
And I get, like, sometimes the best isn't fucking up, but in a foot race, you're being measured on how good you can run. And it's like, ugh,
I agree with you. I think this, to a degree, is fine because it's within the realm of the rules and it's fair.
I'm not mad about the home field advantage. I think it's hilarious. Because I don't think it necessarily actually has, like, well, maybe it does. I have no idea.
It's probably, like, the smallest, like, percentile. I don't know if they've ever studied, like, the locker rooms or different things to actually get into it.
Yeah.
There's certain things that have been an advantage to the point to where it's overwhelming. Like, crowd noise obviously happens. But
Yeah. I would put a lot more on the fans, but maybe, like, you know, home field is different. But when it comes down to, like, the locker room stuff, I almost wonder if it has a counter effect because of fuck you energy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because of that, like, you're going to, like, screw us over with this. It just makes you mad. It would make you mad, and I think getting mad is good when it comes down to playing against a team. I really wonder if it works like opposite of how they think it does.
I feel like the color probably doesn't affect them. It's probably more of a chuckle than anything else.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, being in a cramped space and stuff like that, I think it negatively affects your body, but mentality wise it increases it. Because like, I think I have that same mentality of you do with like fuck you energy. Like, if somebody else is like chanting somebody else's name, I'm like, I'm gonna show you up because I know what I'm capable of. And unless you bring your A game, you're going down. Which is why I'm so upset that I can't box, because I fully anticipated fighting somebody who would be more of the crowd favorite than I would, and then just punching them in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't, because I had a kidney transplant.
It's okay.
Yeah, I have other things that I can win at, like water polo and mind games.
Mind?
Yes, I can telekinetically overpower somebody else.
Can you?
I don't know.
Is that the power of having three kidneys? Is that you unlock your telekinesis?
No, that's not at all. Nope. I'm not controlling the random person that's not in your room.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Cool.
Awesome.
Good.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Anyway, home field advantage has a significant marker. Most teams have a higher percentage of winning when they play at home because of all of these different things that we discussed. So...
I'm so sorry. I have to pause because I need to fucking delete my Duolingo account. This is so goddamn annoying. Is that... This is such a sidebar. This is so different. Talk about, like, opposite of motivational things is... It never, because back when I first signed up for Duolingo.
It was when you were trying to learn German, right?
Yeah, way back when. And there was a thing where it's like, if you did, had friends, you could compete against friend. And then they changed it to be just the global leaderboard and you never needed friends. And then every time I open the fucking app, not even like doing anything, because I don't really use it anymore. It all of a sudden it makes notifications being like, oh, you, everyone's congratulating you for keeping up. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. I am literally deleting my account right now. Look, Duolingo's fine. I'm not, they're not paying me anything. So I'm just going to, I'm deleting it because it's like, because I'm Markiplier on there. So everyone fucking finds it. And then there'll be a post on Reddit. Like I'm looking at the subreddit of Distractible and GMFSC while we do this. And it's just like, whoa, yay, he's doing it. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Don't look at me. So talk about the opposite effect. There is a, there was literally an effect like of unintended consequences, right?
Mm-hmm.
The effect of unintended consequences. And so this is the unintended consequences, Duolingo, of you constantly putting this out and making these tools that let people harass. They're not harassing, but it comes across as harassment. The law of unintended consequences. Observe phenomena in which any action has results that are not part of the actor's purpose. The superfluous consequences may or may not be foreseeable or even immediately observable, and they may be beneficial, harmful, or neutral. And in home field advantage, I have a funny feeling that all of the efforts going in to demoralize your opponents actually are a victim of the law of unintended consequences. And if you mistreat your opponents, I have a funny feeling it's just going to piss them off. And you, if you make your home team too cushy, they're going to get too comfortable. That's how I tie it all together.
Nice. Nice. It's good. It's good.
It's good. It's
very like good. It. All right.
Anyway, sorry. What were you saying?
I'm gonna build your home team advantage now. We're gonna start from the ground up. All right.
Okay.
We're just gonna go to the locker room. What color are you painting your locker room, and what color are you painting your opposing team's locker room? And I'll give you some colors. Red supposedly increases energy and excitement. Green is calming and soothing. Blue may cause feelings of sadness, gloom, and boredom. Yellow, bright yellow, can cause feelings of frustration and anger. And orange creates a happy and energetic atmosphere.
I painted black. Turn the lights off.
Is that the visitor room or the home room?
Both. It's there's no. I'm gonna blur the lines. There's no home room. There's no visitor room. It's one big room. All the lights are off. Black walls, black everything.
Joey, is that you over there? Hut, hut, hike. Oh, that's the wrong person.
Is that what happened? Look, I may not know about things of sports. I know they don't practice spiking. What is it called? I know they don't practice snapping.
You screwed this up in the football practice.
No. They don't practice snapping in the locker room.
Yes, they do.
Sure.
Yes,
no
they do.
No way.
Once they're fully dressed, yes, because you want to make sure that exchange between the center and the quarterback is perfect every single time. There's no flaw. Yes, the snaps occur in the locker room.
No.
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
Never. No.
Always.
No. It's impossible.
That way they can say, Anakin, I have the high ground.
Okay. Well, that's not anywhere near close to what... What the fuck did you just say? What was that supposed to be? Obi-Wan? What happened to you? What's wrong with you?
He became Palpatine.
I don't think that happened in the lore, you know? I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I don't think that occurred.
That's what happens in the locker room when you do.
Oh, man. I think even less of that is true. I don't know about that.
All right. Moving on.
Okay.
All right. You can choose two advantages for your sideline. A shorter walk from your locker room, air conditioning, shading from the sun, or closer to your fans. Keep in mind the two that you don't choose, your opponent gets.
The shorter walk doesn't matter. What is that supposed to do? Like, that's what it's like, oh, no, they got to walk a little bit longer. Okay, proximity to fans and probably air conditioning just to keep them cool, right?
Yeah, but keep in mind, if the opposing team is closer to the fans, they're going to be yelling and throwing milk bones and stuff at them.
Well, again, I think it's more important to give your team. Why would you look at them? Our fans are really yelling at them. Wish they were cheering for us. It's like I'd rather be cheered for than have another team booed against. You know,
all right, that's really. So you're gonna have air conditioning, but you're gonna be in the sun, and you're gonna be close to your fans.
Yeah, because if I'm in the sun, I got the air conditioning. So I'm good.
All right, so they'll be shaded and they have the shorter walk.
Yes.
All right, now for the ref. You get to choose the refs that you know you field at your game sometimes.
Okay.
You got Honest Al, who judged completely impartially, no matter his judgments, and then won't be challenged by any way. Preferential Paul, who will call slightly more fouls on the away team and favor the home team in his judgment calls. However, he'll be slightly more likely to have his rulings challenged. And then Tendinacious Tim, who will strongly favor the home team, always ruling in their favor and fouling the away team at every turn.
Tendinacious Tim?
Tendinacious, yeah.
Tendinacious.
How do you say that word?
I don't know what word you're saying. Tendinacious?
T-E-N-D-E-N-T-I-O-U-S.
Tendentious?
That's it. All right.
I have never heard this word in my life.
Neither have I.
Tendentious?
Thank you, writing research assistant, for that one. I have never heard of that word.
Tendentious.
Expressing or intending to promote a particular cause or point of view, especially a controversial one.
Oh, it's an offshoot of tendency.
That would make sense.
Having a tendency to being tendentious. That's stupid. You see, that's what I have a problem with people that overly rely on a thethorith, because number one, I can't say it. Number two, it's like, it just leads to pretentiousness. Tendency, I get. You have a tendency to do something, but being tendentious is just another roundabout way to make people confused. Language is meant to be understood, and I prefer Honest Al, not Preferential Paul or Tendentious. I want him shot. Shoot Tendentious Ted.
I agree with you, because I want a fair match and I want to win by fair and square ways. Honest Al all the way.
Exactly. Because I'm not a cheater. I don't cheat. I ain't about that.
Yeah, we are the SEC here.
Huh?
What? I'm not calling out an entire conference.
What did you say?
Nothing.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said we're not the SEC here.
You really think I know much about what you're referring to that I'm really like,
no.
What did you say? What the fuck did you say? No, I'm just like, I didn't fucking hear you.
We want to win with good officials that'll be honest about their decisions.
I see. Sure, wink.
Anyway, that's basically the whole thing of home field advantage. Locker rooms, field cutting, sunlight, officials, fans.
The episode title will be named Home Field Advantage, parentheses, aka cheating. With style.
Cheating with style.
All right, well, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about the horrible things that go on in the world of sport. Oh, wait.
And in language.
No, hold on a second. That's not my job. My
wait,
job.
What?
I've learned so much about sport that I'm going to take into my non-sport life, and I'm going to appreciate it more.
Yay!
I don't know. I feel like I get an F on this episode. It was an F from the beginning and an F to now.
No.
I don't think I did the opposite of good what I'm supposed to do.
No, you did good. You built really disadvantaged locker rooms with the circle pit toilet and the TV ceiling and the aquarium-esque walls.
Yeah, I mean, it is in adherence with what they were trying to do. But yeah, I don't feel good about it. But I am good at it.
You don't feel good about it, but you're good at it.
That's the story of my life.
Well, thank you, Mark, for coming up with the most horrible ways to gain an advantage that hopefully nobody ever uses. And I hope this episode gives you some insight into how sports teams and schools take advantage of skirting around the rules to increase their home field advantage.
AKA cheating.
And maybe it could be detrimental and in fact motivate the other team to win more.
That's what I think actually does happen. I think that happens.
I'm actually curious if people have observed this in their life. Those of you that have listened have ever seen your home, like high school locker room, and seen the visitors locker room, or experienced it in your sports life, or just happened to experience it because maybe you were the band and the football team shoves you in the away locker room to do your stuff. Because I know that happens. And it's not okay. Facilities should be equal and shared.
There we go. One room for everyone.
With the lights out and painted black. As Mark would have.
Yes, of course.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Go check out the merch. Check out Mark's stuff over on his YouTube channel. Check out me on socials. Maybe I'll get back to streaming sometime. But we'll see you in the next episode. That's for dang sure.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Bye.